start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The ship it sails in half an hour to cross the broad Atlantic. Me friends are standing on the quay in grief and sorrow frantic. I'm just about to sail away on the good ship Don O'Leary.
The anchor's weighed and the gangway's up, I'm moving Tipperary. So goodbye Nick and goodbye Pat and goodbye Kate and Mary. For the anchor's weighed and the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. Steam is rising up, I have no more to say. I'm bound for New York City, boy, 3,000 miles away.
In me old kit bag, here I have cabbage, spuds and bacon. Isn't that the finest fare, and is your belly aching? If the ship it starts to pitch and toss, I'll live very quickly.
Oh!
I'll pack me bundle on me back, and I'll walk to New York City.
So goodbye, Mick, and goodbye, Pat, and goodbye, Kate and Mary. When the anchor's weighed and the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. And now the steam is raising up, I have no more to say. I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away.
Those Yankee girls will sure love me, of course I'm speculating. I'll oil them well with liquor, boys, and they love the way I'm treating. I'm as deep in love with Molly Burke as an ass is fun to pull over. When I get there, I'll send to her, that's if she will come over.
So goodbye, Mick, and goodbye, Pat, and goodbye, Kate and Mary. When the anchor's weighed and the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. And now the steam is rising up, I have no more to say. I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away. So goodbye, Mick, and goodbye, Pat, and goodbye, Kate and Mary. When the anchor's weighed and the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. And now the steam is rising up, I have no more to say. I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away.
We're gonna get you ready with some whiskey. And it's in a jar.
As I was going over the Cork and Kerry Mountain, I met with Captain Farrell, and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol, I then produced me rapier. Since stand and deliver, for you are about to savor.
Whish-a-ring-a-ma-doo-da-ma-da, whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I counted out his money, it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket, and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore, she never would betray me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy.
Whish-a-ring-a-ma-doo-da-ma-da, whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I went up to me chamber, all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of golden jewels, for sure it was the wonder. Jenny drew me charges, filled them up with water. Send for Captain Farrell to be ready at the slaughter.
Whish-a-ring-a-ma-doo-da-ma-da, whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
It was early in the morning, before I rose to travel. Up came a band of footmen, and with them Captain Farrell. I reached out for me pistol, Jenny drew me rapier. I couldn't fire the water, so prisoner I was taken.
Whish-a-ring-a-ma-doo-da-ma-da, whack fall the daddy-o, whack fall the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
If anyone can aid me, it's me brother in the army. If I can find a station, be in Corker
and join me. We go roving in Kilkenny. I'm sure he'd train me fairer than me darling sporting shinny.
We're sugaring no madur no mada. Whitefall the daddy o, Whitefall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the shire.
Oh, some take delight in the fishing and in bowling. Others take delight in them carriage wheels a-rolling. I take delight in the juice of the barley. A curtain married women in the morning bright and early.
Mushering the madurumada. Whack fall the daddy o, whack fall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. Mushering the madurumada. Whack fall the daddy o, whack fall the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar.
What do you say there, Daddy O? How about some cranberries with that whiskey? We'll be right back. Sounds like Marianne Faithful at the end, like some Indian shaman. That's, what's her name, with the Cranberries. She died a couple of years ago. I think she, like, got drunk and just, like, jumped in the tub and said that was it. But she had a pretty good life, you know, up until the bathtub part. Cranberries here on Time Travel. Before that, Whiskey in the Jar. And before that, we had some, what was the name of it? Goodbye Mick and Goodbye Pat from the Irish Rovers. And a little bit of the Dropkick Murphys in there. They had some guy dress up in a kilt and come on and play some bagpipes before their show from the Live on St. Patrick's Day album. I love St. Patrick's Day. To me, it signifies the beginning of the spring. And it also signifies, let's get drunk, everybody. I don't condone it. I just understand it. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. This next one, had to throw in some stuff from the old IRA. These are the boys of the old brigade. Firebombs and all. Car bombs. Whatever they do. Dutch ovens. Things like that. Things of that nature. Anyway, they were bad, but they were good. These guys.
Oh, Father, why are you so sad on this bright Easter morn? When Irishmen are proud and glad of the land that they were born. Oh, son, I see in memory too a far off distant day, when being just a lad like you, I joined the IRA.
Where are the lads who stood with me when history was made? Oh, Graham McGree, I long to see the boys of the old brigade.
From hills and farms, the call to arms was heard by one and all. From the glen came brave young men to answer Ireland's call. Was long ago we faced the foe, the old brigade and me. And by my side they fought and died that Ireland might be free.
Where are the lads who stood with me when history was made? I long to see the boys of the old brigade.
And now, my boy, I've told you why on Easter morn I sigh. For I recall my comrades all of dark old days gone by. I think of men who fought in glens with rifle and grenade. May heaven keep the men who sleep from the ranks of the old brigade.
Where are the lads who stood with me when history was made? Oh, Graham McGree, I long to see the boys of the old brigade. Where are the lads who stood with me when history was made? Oh, Graham McGree, I long to see the boys of the old brigade.
Good evening. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Good night.
Well, In the howling wind comes a swinging rain. See it driving nails into the souls on the tree of pain. From the firefly, a red-orange glow. See the face of fear running scared in that valley below. Guy comes up to me. His face is red like a rose on a thorn bush, like all the colors of a royal flush. And he's peeling off those dollar bills, slapping them down. Uno! Dos! And I can see those fighter planes. I can see those fighter planes. Across the mud huts where the children sleep, through the alleys in the quiet city street. You take the staircase to the first floor, turn the key and slowly unlock the door, and a man breathes into a saxophone. And through the walls, we hear the city groan. Outside, it's America. Outside, it's America. America. America! Across the field, see the sky ripped open, see the rain come through the gaping wound, pounding the broads and the kids who run into the arms.
My buddy Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine with a cover of U2's Bullet the Blue Sky. Now I'm going to play some actual U2 for you. This is from A Porch. They were just singing on a porch. They're like sitting around. They're like, hey, anybody want to hear us? Pull up a rocking chair and sit on the porch, and we're going to play some piano. The Edge is going to play the piano. I'm going to sing very dramatically, and I'm going to talk about life. This is Every Breaking Wave here on Time Travel with Chris Earle, St. Patrick's Day Show. Slante, everybody, slante.
Tells the next one there'll be one more. And every gambler knows that to lose is what you're really there for. Summer I was fearlessness, now speaking to an answer phone. Like every fallen leaf on the breeze, winter wouldn't leave it alone. If you go, if you go your way and I go mine, are we so, are we so helpless against the tide? Darling, every dog on the street knows that we're in love with defeat. Are we ready to be swept off our feet? Stop chasing every breaking wave. Every sailor knows that the sea is a friend made enemy, and every shipwrecked soul knows what it's like to live without intimacy. I thought I heard the captain's voice. It's hard to listen while you preach, like every fallen wave on the shore. This is as far as I could reach. If you go, if you go your way and I go mine, are we so, are we so helpless against the tide? Dabbing every dog on the street knows that we're in love with defeat. Are we ready to be swept off our feet? Stop chasing every breaking wave. Sea knows where all the rocks, drowning is no sin. You know where my heart is, same place that yours has been.
Quiz on time travel on WMFO 91.5 FM, Bedford, Massachusetts.
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my daddy homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colours bright. And the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. For it went zip when it moved, pop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. First time that I picked it up, I got a big surprise. For right on its bottom was two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one, and then the other, then I twisted its lid. And when I set it down again, this is what it did. It went zip when it moved, pop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Then it marched right, then it marched under a chair. And when I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry and my daddy laughed. He knew that I would find. When I turned around, the marvellous toy came a-chugging from behind. When zip when it moved, pop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Years have gone by, so quickly it seems. Now I have me own little boy. And yesterday I gave to him me marvellous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head, and he gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves, pop when it stops, whirr when
stand still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Sisters of mercy, they are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought that I just can't go on. And they brought me their comfort, and later they brought me this song. Oh, I hope you run into them, you've been traveling so long. Yes, you must leave everything that you cannot control. It begins with your family, and soon it comes round to your soul. But I've been where you're hanging, I think I can see how you're pinned. When you're not feeling holy, your loneliness says that you've sinned. Beside me, I made my confession to them. They touched both my eyes, and I touched the jewel on their hem. If your life is a leaf that the seasons tear off and condemn, they will bind you with love that is graceful and green as a stem.
Stingy. Who put that Y there? Sting. Sting. And the Chieftains, or the Chieftains, if you're English. It's the Chieftains and Stingy with Sisters of Mercy. You can find that on the Tower of Song, Songs of Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen, amazing songwriter. I thought he was great. And unfortunately, he died, but he's not in the bathtub with the, what's her name? Cranberry Girl. Anyway, Time Travels here with you until 7 p.m. I know who the Cranberry Girl's name is. It's Dolores. She was good. She was really fun. I'm not that big of an ass. I only play one on the radio and in real life. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Before that, we had the magical toy. Oh, the marvelous toy. That's what it was. The marvelous toy, the Irish Rovers. And that's a fun little one. And it was introduced by my little nephew, Nicholas. I actually should say my big boy nephew, Nicholas. He's 5. And he's doing really good. He's reading stories. He's making mazes with his aunties. And he's a really good boy. And I'm so glad that he recorded that promo for me today on the St. Patrick's Day Time Travel Show. Coming up, the Black Velvet Band. And also something else. plus a little intro from a drunk guy who's lying under the bridge drinking Ripple in A Clockwork Orange.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone, as she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels.
Fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. And she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
She was a fishmonger, sure it was no wonder, so was her father and mother before. And they both wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh.
Fever, no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now a ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels.
Coming up, the Black Velvet Band.
You may talk about your Lancers or your Irish Fusiliers, the Aberdeen Militia or the Queen's Own Volunteers, or any other regiment that's lying far awa'. Come give to me the tartan or the gallon 42. His regiment marched past. The pipes they played a lively tune, but my heart was aghast. He turned around and smiled farewell, and then from far away he waved to me the tartan of the gallant 42.
Thank you.
They tramped and tramped the weary men returning from the war. And as they nearer drew, I brushed a woeful tear of war to see my bonny lanny of the gallant 42.
Hey!
Strolling through the green fields on the summer day, watching all the country girls working at the hay. I really was delighted, and he stole my heart to walk when I saw him in the tartan of the gallant 42. I really was delighted, and he stole my heart to walk when I saw him in the tartan of the gallant 42.
Chris Earle, time travel. Congratulations on doing this show for 13 years. Time does fly. So hope it can continue another 13 years. You know who this is. Your daddy. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was a nice surprise that I got at the station there on the voicemail. That was my daddy congratulating me on 13 years of time travel. We are in our 13th year right now. Just started on March 11th, celebrated 13 years. Thanks for listening to Freeform Station WMFO in Medford. We had the gallant 42 in there. The Clancy brothers. Johnny Logan with Molly Ballone. Before that, we had the drunk guy under the bridge singing Molly Malone from A Clockwork Orange right before he gets the hell beat out of him by the Droogs. And anyway, next one is You Too. Daddy's gonna pay for your crashed car here on Time Travel.
just a trade I was bound. And many's the hour, sweet happiness, did I spend in that neat little town. Till a sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, meaning not long for to stay. When who should I meet but a pretty fair maid, come a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan. And her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid, and a gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant the doing of him, by the look in her roguish brown eyes. A gold watch she took from his pocket, and placed it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, bad cess to the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. The judge, he said to me, young man, your case it is proven quite clear. I'll give you 7 years penal servitude, to be served far away from the land. Far away from your friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. So come all you jolly young fellows, a warning paid by me. If you go out on the town, the lads, beware of those pretty colleens. They'll feed you with strong drink, my boys, till you are unable to stand. And the very next thing that you'll know will be, you've landed in Van Diemen's land. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
See, I told you I'd play the Black Velvet Band. I told you. I always come through with my promises. And good things come to those who wait. Like this one.
was down in the hen house and on my knees, I thought I heard a chicken sneeze. It was only the rooster saying his prayers, thanking the Lord for the hens upstairs. We had some chickens, no eggs would they lay. We had some chickens, no eggs would they lay. All the wives said, honey, we're losing money. Oh yeah, because them chickens, no eggs would they lay. Then came a rooster into our yard, and he caught them chickens right off of the guard. They're laying eggs now like they never used to, since that rooster came into our yard. We had a moo cow, no milk would she give. We had a moo cow, no milk would she give. All the wives said, honey, we're losing money. Oh yeah, because that moo cow, no milk would she give. Then came a rooster into our yard, and caught that moo cow right off of her guard. She's given yogurt like she never used to, since that rooster came into our yard. We had an elephant, and no tusks would he grow. We had an elephant, and no tusks would he grow. The wife said, honey, we're losing money. Oh yeah, because that elephant, no tusks would he grow. Then came a rooster into our yard, and caught that elephant right off of his guard. He's laying eggs now out of solid ivory, since that rooster came into our yard. We had a rooster, he was awfully gay. We had a rooster, he was funny that way. All the wives said, honey, we're losing money. Oh yeah, because that rooster, he's funny that way. Then came a chicken into our yard, and she caught that rooster right off of his guard. He's laying hens now like he never used to, since that chicken came into our yard. Diddly yard, diddly yard.
Because nothing says St. Patrick's Day like a gay rooster that you can fix by a woman chicken coming in and just banging the hell out of him and getting that gay out of him. And then the couple makes money again. That's The Rooster by the Fair Isle Folk here on Time Travel. Before that, Shipping Up to Boston. I like to mix it where it's like, okay, so very Irish, not so Irish. Very Irish, not so Irish. Very Irish, gay rooster. That's how I do it here on Time Travel. Gay rooster you can fix, because as you know, if you're gay, all you need is a good woman, and you will be fixed. Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m., and then I'm going to, have something green. Everything's green today. We got green clovers, purple hearts. Wait a minute, green clovers. Oh, that's the Lucky Charms commercial. Everything's green today. Everything is green. I got green undies on, green shirt, green jacket. I'm going to have a beer later. I'm going to make that green. Just put a couple of drops of food coloring in. Don't put the whole bottle. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to show up on any tests. Like everything, your insides will all be green. What happened there? That came from the diaphragm, whatever that was. Blah.
Hello. Hello, welcome to Time Travel with Chris Earle. My name is Zool.
Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. And then it's time for corned beef. I made one last night. Still sitting there in the fridge. Had a little bit. I didn't put the cabbage in. I'm not a big fan of cabbage, but I didn't put any cabbage in. I put a couple onions, they were bigger than pearl onions. They were decent size, like little ball onions, but then they all fell apart and turned into like nothing. They were like nothing at the end. I'm going to tell you why in a second. I put a few carrots, put a few potatoes, 3-pound corned beef. You boil the hell out of it. You just let it sit and all that fat and stuff soaks in. You're supposed to put the veggies in toward the end. And I put them in the beginning. So they were like mush afterwards. But those potatoes, man, oh my God. It was like the juiciest potatoes I ever had. It was pure heaven. St. Patrick's Day, one of my favorites. Some very good memories from St. Patrick's Day over the years. Others, not so much. But for the most part, good memories of St. Patrick's Day. I remember once going to a St. Patrick's Day party in Dorchester. That was a lot of fun. And going over to Ireland a number of times, a lot of fun. I was there with WAAF, another station. That station is defunct now. Now they're playing like all this Christian music now on the other stage. I don't know what they're doing. But they wouldn't be playing that Gay Rooster song. Actually, it might fit right into their repertoire. But a lot of great memories from St. Patrick's Day over the years. And I'm coming up on 50 this year. So 49 years of bad food and good memories. Time travel here with you till 7 p.m. Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day. In all honesty, I love it. It's a great thing to end winter. I always look at this as ending winter, and I love the daylight savings time ending. This is what it should be like. We don't need to be driving around in the dark at 4:30 at night in December. We're all ready to like kill each other because it's dark and we're miserable. You need that sunlight every night. You need that vitamin D in your system to be excited about life, excited about actually talking to people. And maybe people wouldn't freak out so much. They get a little more sun in their life. Go outside. Eat some corned beef. Pick up some, you know, corned beef. Most Irish don't like it, you know. It's kind of like almost like somebody came to the side of the road and bought, you know, whatever was sitting there on the side of the road. Let's eat that. Let's boil it and we'll eat it. We're poor. Throw in a potato, whatever else you got, some parsnips, whatever those are, an onion, carrot. Whatever was laying around the cellar, the root cellar. The root cellar. Anybody have root cellars anymore? Probably like a meth lab will have a root cellar like in the Ozarks, but not around New England. Probably not. Now we have wine cellars because people go to Harvard. Harvard. H-A-R. H-A-R. H-A-R with a V. V-A-R. V-A-R. V-A-R with a D. Harvard. 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 Go, boys.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
It was down by Christchurch that I first met with Annie, an 8 little girl and not a bit shy. She told me her father, that came from Dungannon, would take her back home in the sweet by and by. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. Oh, down along Thomas Street, down by the Liffey, the sunshine was gone and the evening grew dark. Along be Kingsbridge and be going at Jiffy, me arms were around her beyond in the park. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true? As I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. From city or country, a girl is a jewel, and well known for gripping the most of them are. Abatani young fella, he's really a fool if he tries it the first time for to go a bit far. And what's it to any man whether or no, whether I'm easy or whether I'm true, as I lifted a petticoat easy and slow, and I tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. I strolled with this fine maid far out in the country, the blossoms around us all crying for dew. On a violet-clad bench, sure I sat down beside her, and tied up me sleeve for to buckle her shoe. And what's it to any man whether or no, if I came to the fore when she gave me the cue? She closed her eyes tightly as she murmured full low, be good enough, dear, for to buckle my shoe. Oh, the heathery hills